this season, I have no reason to think any differently. After that, probably USA and then Lakers, maybe, just because I liked the potential out of USA last year. But definitely you could see any of these teams finishing first or any of these teams finishing fourth, including Lakers. And the only reason I have Lakers at fourth is just because we don't know right now. And we're going to find out pretty early with them. I think Carrollton's a good test to start the season. After that, probably Reese, Carroll, Vassar. I'm not sure.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well, we have the top of the order kind of all in the same order. So everyone's picking Harbor Beach to win the East, Cass City to win the West. Of course, everything's going to play out and unlike anything we can even expect. And then let's take a look at our first week of broadcast. Our feature game this week is going to be on Friday, Harbor Beach at Bad Axe. Dave, walk us through this one.
Oh, I don't know if you could pick a much better game to start the season off. Harbor Beach, as we just mentioned, we picked to win the East universally here, and now you take Bad Axe, who we clearly see a team as on the rise. It's in Bad Axe. It's going to be under the lights over there. This is a team that is looking for something to hold on to, some sort of win, something to start this season off right, and a win against Harbor Beach would be huge for Bad Axe. You can take our West standings and shuffle them already. We come back next week and talk about it. Better Cass City, better look out. But on the other side of things, if Harbor Beach goes ahead and stomps out the fire right there, then we go, maybe that difference between Ubley and Sandusky is a little bigger than we think. So we will learn a lot after week one, but I truly see this game going back and forth and Bad Axe being in this game for a very long time because they have a lot of returning players on both sides of the ball, some bigger name guys, some depth that they haven't had in the past, and I think Kelly Durr is going to have these kids ready to play.
Paul Adams, you have 15 seconds.
I like this game being at home for Bad Axe. I like it being on a Friday night, being the only show in the thumb, really. I think there's going to be a lot of people here to see this game. We're going to see if Bad Axe can feed on that and live up to the hype.
Mike?
Last year, talking to Troy Shelke after the game, I've never seen a coach more upset after a win. He didn't think his team finished strong. He didn't think they planned against playing a game against Bad Axe. And I don't think they're going to overlook them again this year. Obviously, I expect big things from Bad Axe, but I think Harbor Beach wins this one.
Coverage will begin at 6.05 p.m. on Friday from Bad Axe, Michigan, as Harbor Beach hits the road to take on the Hatchets in week number one of the MHSAA regular season right here on WLW Sports. Thank you for listening to The Strong Side tonight, presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, Thompson Chevrolet and Thompson Car Company of Bad Axe, Thumb Bank and Trust, Sure Health, and Rainey's Hunting Center. We'll have be back on air on Friday, like we said, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starts at 6.05. So on behalf of Mike Gallagher from Sanilac County News, the Huron County View, Paul P. Adams, and Dave Hansen, I'm Clark Ramsey, left side, right side. You're listening to The Strong Side.